So Ian Taylor is with us for a kōrero today. You'd be aware by now that he has been overseas and has charted a new way for us to look at returning, avoiding MIQ. He has been in self-isolation for some time now. In fact, he's still in it, but it's not too long to go. Ian, thanks for joining us for a kōrero today. Tēnā koe.
Mōrena tau.
Well, kia ora, what's the experience been like for you?
Informative. I come away from, so it's been something we've been putting in place over the past 4 weeks, which is a really short time frame. The objective was to find a different way of to get our people home. I mean, it began with the idea that the economy is totally reliant on businesses that need, 60% of the economy is driven by overseas business, and our business people are stranded here because they can't get out and know they're coming back. That's where it began. But I've been supported by a whole lot of Kiwi who have stepped up, and many of them with technologies that have been ignored, I guess, by the government, or the government just didn't know about. But I leave now, after this 4 weeks, knowing we can start bringing, not only get our business running, but we can start bringing our stranded, grounded Kiwis home. And I want to argue that we can start doing that by Christmas.
Which is not too far away. Look, at first, it was quite a challenge to the government. We know that there's since been changes to MIQ, so you're not needing to self-isolate at MIQ for the 14 days. It's now, I think it's 10 or maybe even 7, but then a few days after that, self-isolating at home. Your system has been slightly different as well. What would you say are the major takes that we can derive from the way that you have approached this? And just talk us through your plan and how it worked.
So the major take, the major discovery I've taken from this is our testing regime is inadequate. I no longer fit for purpose, and it was just leaving people stranded unnecessarily around the world. So our first step was to say, let's take the pressure off MIQ. But I think we've now discovered a system that actually says you really don't even need MIQ. But what I have discovered is that there's two things. That the argument here is, everyone's arguing and focused on vaccination. What I saw from my experience in LA, San Francisco, and coming home is that we should have always been talking about lives and livelihoods. Not just, they're intertwined, but actually now we should be talking about vaccination and testing. And the testing system we have in place, I could probably get sued for this, but it's unfit for purpose. I mean, I almost missed my flight going to America because I took a test on Friday and I didn't get the result till Monday, 40 minutes before I was boarding the plane. Now, they keep telling us that you need to test. I don't want to take up all the time, but actually the secret to getting the economy running, to getting our people home, is actually taking up some of the other options of testing. And there are two New Zealand world-leading test regimes that are being ignored. So as an example, on tomorrow, I am being tested using the government system. The government system requires somebody to drive here in PPE, me get in PPE masks, and they drive me somewhere. Somebody has trained to put a stick up my nose. I'm dropped off back here and could wait anywhere from 24 to 72 hours to get that result. Before I leave, I'll take a full PCR test from a New Zealand company called Microgem, and that'll take 27 minutes to tell me I don't have COVID. And another RACO test, which is a different style and is much easier to roll out in bulk. They're doing in bulk. And that is a saliva test that I can do myself. Put it in a teaspoon, put it in the bowl, put the jar at the door, and I'll have that result in the afternoon. So those two New Zealand technologies change the whole game plan, and they've been ignored.
What has, by your assessment, the government's or the health ministry's response to your challenge been?
Pretty non-existent. I mean, it's interesting. No, I started the whole campaign 8 weeks ago, and no one from the Ministry of Health has been in touch in 8 weeks. A couple of ministers, Stuart Nash, has taken great interest, and I really appreciate that. But basically, nothing until yesterday, or yesterday morning, I think it was. I'd written an article for the Herald, which I woke up yesterday to read in the paper that Minister Hipkins had announced that they were abandoning a saliva test that they just paid $60 million to a Canadian company to deliver, because it wasn't, for a number of reasons. So I wrote about that in the article. Within half an hour of the article going up, the Herald had an email from the Director General's office to say that Sir Ian Taylor is wrong, we aren't abandoning it. It was a bit of a shock to the Herald, of course, you know, so they got in touch with me. So I just pulled out the quote from the minister who said, we are abandoning it. And for me, that highlights the lack of communication even in the beehive that there seems to be. So all we're saying is, look, stop yelling at each other. Let's stop being critical. But please, ministers, government, can we just talk to you about the solutions we believe can put in place that will start bringing the first of our people home who've been stranded? And at the top of my list is the father who has a one-year-old child who he has never seen. That's at the top of my list.
You've been offshore, so you can see the regimes that are in place there. The rest of the world is opening up. Are they in favour of saliva testing and the ease with which results can be furnished? Because it's the weight that is also debilitating for business and also for whānau. So what would you say of this sitting on their hands approach by the government towards the saliva testing regime?
Yeah, so it's really interesting. The saliva testing, it's no different. You know, that people have been confused and thinking that the saliva test, there's two saliva tests. One's the saliva antigen test, which is not a PCR test. The gold standard is called PCR, and I forget what those levels stand for. And the one we use is the nasal swab that has to be done by somebody who knows how to do it. The two New Zealand technologies are both saliva tests that anyone can do. You can do them yourself. And those are PCR tests as well. The other saliva tests, which are the antigen tests, you can do yourself at home and you get your result at home. When I went to the States, both in San Francisco and LA, it was really clear was that testing was absolute top of their priorities. They have 60% vaccination and their businesses are open. But when I went to Fox, the first thing I had to do was the day before, had to send them my double vaccination certificates to show I was vaccinated. If I didn't have those, you aren't banned, like we're banning teachers now from, you know, that you're not vaccinated, so you're not going to teach our kids. Right? It's our kids who suffer. And I agreed with that at first. But what I saw in America is that there's a solution. So what the schools do for unvaccinated teachers, they test every day. Vaccination just affects you when you catch it. It doesn't stop you from catching it. The other side of this is, if there's a teacher going to be standing in front of my children teaching them, what I really need to know, they don't have COVID. That's testing. And that's what they do in America. So when I went to Fox, to MLB, and to Epic Games, I had to be tested before I went in. And whether you were vaccinated or unvaccinated, that didn't matter. If, in fact, in one of them, because I had my certificate for vaccination, I didn't have to test. But if I didn't have vaccination, I would go to the medical unit they have on site. I'd do a test that took 15 minutes. And once that was clear, I could go and do my job. And they have staff working like that. They have teams working like that inside. And inside, as long as you know they don't have COVID, they can work with everybody else.
Seems that we are ignoring the technologies available to us. What about the self-isolation? Kaupapa, you and I discussed before that you had something like an ankle bracelet, although I think it was your smartwatch, and were constantly monitored. How did that all fare?
Look, I tell you that what I've found is that everything is Kiwi technology. The government program has got this thing where a phone rings, and you answer the phone, and they're lovely. The people are lovely. And you answer the phone, you click on a button, they send you a text, you click on it, and then this thing comes on your screen, just goes start, and you push start, and suddenly they say, so can I, you mind if I turn the camera on? And there I am talking to this lovely person at the other side. And when you're in isolation, that's really nice. And they say, hi, how are you doing? Can you go to the door? So I walk to the door of my building, stand in front of the sign that's on the door, and they say, thank you, got that. Now I'm just going to get your location. Thank you, got that. In a minute, unless we want to have a little longer corridor, it's done. And that's New Zealand technology. And I didn't know about that. There's some gaps that you could abuse there. But when you put it together with the other New Zealand technology, which is the wristband I'm wearing, that ensures that I'm inside this space that's got a geofence around it, the two combined get really powerful. And it means that nobody has to ring me 4 or 5 times a day. They would only ever ring me if they'd noticed that I'd just walked out my gate and was walking down the road. Then they'd ring me and say, they'd have a camera, they'd see me, and they'd go, where do you think you're going? Get back.
Well, you've proven that it's possible. We need to follow the lead, it would seem. What chances of that?
I don't know. I think what I hope to do is we are currently putting together an official offer to MB, Ministry of Health, and MIQ to share everything we have done. Ernst Young have stepped up and they're doing an official report. So it's not a report from this silly little guy from Dunedin. Ernst Young have followed every step of the way and they're comparing the technologies. So we'll provide them with this for free as well. So everything is free. We're just asking that you now sit down at the table with us. We set ourselves a real goal that says we're going to bring home, I'd love it to be 1,500 stranded Kiwi by Christmas. If that number is unreasonable to start with, even if we bring 100 home, we've started a ray of hope for everybody who's just feeling hopeless, and 100 by Christmas, but we've got now a structure that we can accelerate, and let's get everybody home.